Yeah, I think Lundell has the best chance because he's played pro for a few years now, and you know, I have him ahead of Zari and his ability to, you know, to what we've seen from over the last few years is a really mature, efficient player. And I think, you know, his ceiling probably is that number two type center. He doesn't have that super high end skill that I think will translate necessarily to being a top center. But he's just so smart. And I think that the fact that he has that hockey sense that at least suggests that he could potentially play in the NHL as early as next season. I think he is one of the more NHL ready prospects. I think there's still a lot of development to go for him. But you look at what he's doing in Liga over the last few years, his numbers don't necessarily pop out as phenomenal. But I was thinking about this a little bit too in the same context of they're not comparable players, but I think that their draft seasons and the way that they're viewed are similar. But Brady Tkachuk didn't have great numbers in college, but you look and he becomes a high end, you know, elite top six kind of potential winger with ceiling and room to grow. I think there was a lot of the similar conversations about his brother Matthew too. And you know, I think I see some of those same complaints, like Lundell doesn't have a lot of flash, but gosh, he's ever effective. And you know, he played for Finland on their gold medal junior team 2 years ago, wasn't able to play in the last World Juniors because of an injury. And this year he's wearing a letter in Liga as a young man in Finland, in one of the top European leagues. I mean, I think that says a lot about what he is, what he can be. You know, I think that, you know, likely he would stay in Liga for this entire year before potentially moving. So, you know, I think you'd have to kind of see what happens with the NHL season to see if he can jump right in.